Episode 52.
Once I'm looking at something to try to make a process or procedure better, and I actually get it into place, I also immediately believe, can I make it better?
Welcome, aftermarketers. Prepare to learn just one thing from today's episode and take action on your journey to remarkable results. A real warm welcome to Mike Davidson of Parkway Automotive in Little Rock, Arkansas. Hey, Mike, are you ready to share your remarkable results?
You know, Carm, I love the industry. I can hardly wait to share what I've learned through the years of being a shop owner. I'm always excited to help wherever I can.
Hello, aftermarketers. Carm Capriotto here with Episode 52 and Mike Davidson of Parkway Automotive. But first, hey, join your peers who receive weekly online notifications and stay in touch with the weekly churn of content, resources, blog posts, and the latest guest interviews. Stay in the know when new episodes release, keeping you sharp and on the edge with your knowledge take-up. There's so much to learn. Simply go to remarkableresults.biz/insider. Now, Mike Davidson from Parkway Automotive in Little Rock, Arkansas. Mike's been in the industry for 31 years and a business owner for 18. His team includes six techs who support eight lifts and seven bays, with a shop foreman, two service advisors, and an estimator. He's on track to do $1.7 million this year. Mike is an AMI graduate, an ASE master technician. He belongs and contributes to Elite Worldwide, was recognized as the NAPA ASE Tech of the Year 7 years in a row in Arkansas. He's also got radio and TV experience for over the last 15 years. Talking shop. Mike helped start the Little Rock chapter of ASA and is currently an officer. This episode is chock full of great takeaways, and here's just a few. Learn about his VIP program for lifetime oil changes that surely is an answer to many dealership programs. Every new customer gets a chance to spin a wheel and earn a great gift. He uses royalty rewards for customer retention, and he created a hiring program called Hiring for Keeps. Learn how it made a huge impact on his hiring methods and practice. And catch his great story on what he did on his 25th wedding anniversary. Every car enthusiast will want to hear this story. Well, here we go with Mike Davidson. Well, Mike, there's so much to talk about. You've got an incredible bio. I can't wait to get into it. But let's start with this one question. How did you know you wanted to be a business owner?
Are you kidding? I had no idea I wanted to be a business owner.
Yeah.
You know, this literally is divine intervention in my life. I'm a Christian and I trust what the Lord has done in my life. And I can say without a doubt, as I go back to every single step that led up to me being a business owner, I had to run to keep up with what the Lord had put into place for me in order to be a business owner. It's an amazing story and would be an entire show by itself. Everything that happened, I had to run to keep up with what was already in place, that the Lord had truly gone before me, and it was all there. And so 18 years later, you know, here we are still trying to serve people in the industry, serve our customers, and be of help wherever I can.
You know, you talk about certain disciplines that people have to have. What's your best discipline to manage your work-life balance?
I think I'm still trying to do that, living on that seesaw. And I think really we all do throughout our life that we will have times that the balance is good, you know, that the seesaw is level.
Right.
And then there's other times that the seesaw is off-balanced one way or the other. I think it's a constant self-examination that must take place in a person's life. And always trying to maintain the balance and know when you are off balance and then work at getting back on balance. And I've been married for 25 years and that's a struggle that, you know, even within the marriage, you will have, with business, and, you've got to constantly examine that. And so you'll have this ebb and flow throughout your life of the seesaw of trying to maintain balance. I really don't know of anyone that's maintained the balance perfectly on a plateau for the entire life.
I understand.
Yeah. So just
totally great perspective. Thank you. The best advice, business advice you've ever received.
Whenever you see something going on within your industry, I have a term I call wash the truck. I learned it from the very first day that I was in the industry, and it goes like this. My job for the very first day in the industry was I was the detail team. I was the team. And the owner of the company, which was a new car dealership, took me out to the wash bay. And he had me stand right here. He said, stand right here, Mike. And he went over and he washed this truck. And when he got done with the truck, he said, Mike, that's what I want my trucks to look like when you're done. Do you have any questions? I said, no, sir. And so from that very first day, when I look or I see someone doing something within my organization that I'm not sure is exactly the way I want it done, or maybe not following procedures or process, the first thing I do, I'm going, okay, I need to make sure I've washed the truck for this person. So I'm going to have a conversation. We're going to wash the truck. And then we've got something to talk about later if then the truck's not being washed the way I have clearly communicated what I want. No matter how well I've written my job descriptions, no matter how well the policy and procedures written, whatever that is, when I see that person doing that, the first thing, the responsibility I have is to wash the truck.
Have you told have you shared that story with your team over and over again?
They know exactly what that means. they know what that means. Right. They know what suspenders and a belt means.
another great piece of advice, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about that one.
Well, suspenders and a belt is that you can't assume that communication has occurred at any level for anybody at any time. Anytime that you see something that either is not right or should be communicated, you must own it. You have the responsibility to go and communicate it. So even if it's been communicated once already and you think maybe it has, maybe you're even pretty sure that it has, you go do it anyway so that you're putting those suspenders and belt on. So that we can, you know, keep our pants up.
Hold
no one
it up.
Likes to be
Hold
caught.
It up. Make yeah. sure, make yeah. sure nothing falls. So it's a great, great story.
Yeah. Who likes to be caught with their pants down?
I get it. Yeah, very, very good. Anything holding you back right now?
I'd say that probably my own my strength is my weakness. Okay, they're the same thing. I'm a guy that blazes trails, and I need someone around me to pick up the shrapnel. That's just my personality.
Okay, so you're not a detail person.
Not really. No. I've got to make sure I have people around me, and so my the thing that holds me back is probably just staying, making sure I have those people around me to pick the right people around me to pick up the shrapnel. Now I'll tell you that I have that in my business. But as we've alluded to before this interview, the association that I've started over a year ago, as that continues to grow, I've got to be sure and get some right people around me to make that happen.
And I hope to have another interview done on that one day.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's
yeah.
the biggest, baddest, boldest decision you've ever made?
Is it okay to share the mistake of it?
Well, yeah, because that's called wisdom and learning and experience.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I am a new idea guy. I'm a new technology guy. And so throughout my career, I've always believed that I need to try something new all the time, and whatever that may be. Once I'm looking at something to try to make a process or procedure better, and I actually get it into place, I also immediately believe, can I make it better?
Sure, right away. How could I? Yeah.
It's just like I'm never there. And so back when gas prices were, you know, going back through the roof, I think this would have been, I don't know, 2004, 2005, when they were going really, really high.
Right.
There was a product called Aquatune that was out there. And it was a way to convert hydrogen out of water into your vehicle. And I actually put it on 10 vehicles here in the Little Rock area. And it did improve fuel mileage on some of those vehicles. But the problem was it continued to stay out of adjustment. I mean, it would never stay in adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
You were constantly have to adjust it. So we, you know, for the consumer to have to come in, every 6-8 weeks to get some kind of an adjustment on their Aquatune, it was just, it just wasn't practical. But that cost me $10,000.
Oh, and that's why it's dear to your heart. I see. Because you keep looking at that stack of $10,000 worth of money and saying it could have been mine.
Yeah, but you know, here's the end of the story of that whole deal. To have the system put on your car was $1,000. And I had 10 customers that did that.
Sure.
And I gave back, I brought them all back in. I gave them every penny of their money back, and I took the pieces off their car. And that's the end of that story, because at the end of the day, you can't put, you know, you've got to make sure your customer is the most important central part of your business, no matter what it costs you.
Absolutely.
There's never, it never costs too much, to take care of a customer. And I mean, I use that with some discretion, but just saying it's an important perspective to have.
Well, that falls under the do right rule, character, integrity, honesty, all of that. That's great. What mark do you want to leave on this world, Mike?
I think the real mark I want to have is that I care about people. People matter. They all have lives. They all have a life they want to live. And what can I do to better their life? Whether that is bringing someone into our industry who had no idea that there was a path that they could take to become successful. Those people who don't have the opportunity to go to college, but have the aptitude to be in our industry, that they could actually make a living for themselves and their family in doing so. To the person who's just struggling, whether it be spiritually or with their own emotionals or their marriage or their children or whatever it may be, the scriptures teach me that if you see someone in need and you have the ability to meet that need, you should meet that need.
Got it.
And so that's the mark I want to leave. I want to be the guy that is there to serve. I am a servant, and I want to help.
Very good. That came deeply, deeply from your heart. Thank you. Mike, what makes you choose your number one parts supplier?
I think the most important thing for me is certainly they're close by, but also just their level of service. My current supplier is Napa, and I had been with them. I can go back to the day that I opened up Parkway. There was a guy named can't remember. He's in Kansas City. His name leaves me because it's been 18 years ago, but. He took a chance on Mike Davidson by opening up an account at Napa for our business. And so I've been with Napa for 18 years. I went away with 1 year because of some frustrations that I had, and only to discover that probably wasn't the best decision. And so I'm currently back with Napa, and we're Napa Auto Care Center, and we've never stopped being that. We've been that since day one.
Yep, yep.
And it's a great organization.
What can they do to be a better supplier to you?
You know, I have to tell you that my local store and the work that they do, I mean, they do some great things for us. We recently gave away a restored van to a needy family, and Napa provided all the parts for me. We provided all the labor. One of my customers donated his own van for us, and so that we could have a van to give to a needy family. And so Napa participated in that. When I have a company picnic, Napa participates in that. They buy us lunch. I'm probably causing problems for the Napa stores all over the country at this point, because of maybe what my Napa store is doing for us. But they'll come and grill out hot dogs for the team. I mean, they're just constantly there trying to, keep our business, but really develop a friendship. And that's really, I think, what we've done with our store is we've developed a relationship with them that when we need something, that we need their help, they're there to help. It definitely is not based upon price. It's based upon that relationship that we have with the people that live there. Because, you know, people don't leave businesses. People leave people.
Yep. Yep. Exactly right. I'm so glad to hear that relationships are important to you with your supplier. So, Mike, what's your preferred way of getting training to your technicians?
Vision every year is huge for us. Also, the Napa Auto Care and the Napa Tech system, they have some great online stuff. I'm a part of the Little Rock chapter for ASA.
Yeah.
And so we work together to bring people into Little Rock for training. So those are some things. We recently had the Bosch truck out, and he came to our facility where it's that virtual training, and they pull up this big truck, and you know, six of your guys can go in and do training for 30, 45 minutes. Periodicals, constantly pouring over those, but both myself and my shop foreman, and making sure that we don't just lay them out for the techs. We actually assign them to techs to read. And my shop foreman's actually building a binder for those periodicals of those articles to have something that going forward would be even better. So, you know, you never stop training. When you're through learning, you're through, as my great grandfather once told me. And so we've got to constantly be on the lookout for the best training, the top training, and always training all the time.
Excellent. Wonderful. You have any minimum requirements for training for your people? Do you say, listen, guys, I need you to get 40 hours a year?
It's 10 hours a quarter.
Okay.
That's our number.
I guessed it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
You did good.
Yeah. Any unique workflow system that you have that really makes the shop's productivity shine?
Yeah, I think for us, you know, in our industry, I think as you go nationwide, shop to shop, internally, we'll talk internally, there is this issue of job distribution and the technicians and this job and my job even in some cases where a technician might know what kind of job is coming up next. And so maybe he slows down so the other guy gets that job instead of him. You know, all these kind of internal things go on. So what we did is first we developed every day there's a particular technician that's designed to pull the first ticket. He pulls first ticket. There's a different technician every day that pulls first ticket. All the repair orders are upside down in a tray. And all technicians have to pull from the top of the tray. So they can't touch those tickets until they're ready for the next job, whatever that is. And so then they get the next ticket and they go to work. No peeking, it might be the way that we would describe that one part of a process of job distribution for technicians.
Talk to me about customers. What's your best method to acquire a new customer?
Certainly I track everything. I have a marketing calendar, and I can tell you throughout the years, the number of people that came from any type of marketing, campaign or anything that I'm doing. And I typically do anything that I'm going to do. I'm always typically going to give it a year, and measure those results. And so, we have a form on our website. Every new customer has to fill that out either online or in the office. And it asks them the question where they heard about us. And so we begin to track this. And I can just tell you that continuing to build your brand in the marketplace is probably the most effective way that I would say that Parkway has done. We are known throughout our market as the place to get answers for your car questions. I was on Channel 7, the local ABC affiliate, for over 10 years. I'm currently on the Fox network here locally. I also have been on the radio in this market for, oh gosh, well over 25 years. And every time it's always been, I'm answering questions. So even my commercials that I run on the radio have nothing to do with come to Parkway and tell me that you heard about me and come get this great deal. It's about car tips. I just give car tips all the time, constantly. And so we're just continuing to build the brand in the marketplace. And so as a result of that, friends is still the number one way that we get brand new customers. Now, what's really fun for us at Parkway is we have a spin wheel. And the spin wheel is for both employees and for customers. And so when a first-time customer comes into Parkway, the spin wheel has 16 numbers on it. And behind each number, so to speak, on a you know, piece of paper, we've typed out what a particular gift or a particular item that might be beneficial to either a consumer or one of our employees.
Okay.
So what happens is first-time customer, they've picked up their car. The last thing out the door, they get to spin the spin wheel. And wherever it lands, then they get something on their next visit. It might be a buffet at Larry's Pizza, popular pizzeria here in Little Rock, or it might be $15 off a transmission flush, or it might be a percentage off our VIP plan. You know, we've got 16 different things there. And then we use that same spin wheel for our internal customers, our employees. When one employee gives an accolade toward another employee, something that they saw that was really, you know, outside the box, or we get a survey of something that an employee did that was really, you know, impactful to the customer, they get to do the spin wheel. They also get to do the spin wheel on their birthday. And there's 16 different gifts on there for my employees. It could be an Amazon gift card for technicians. It could be a tool truck payment. It can be $100 or $50. You know, we've got 16 different things for them. So that's been fun.
Excellent. You talk about building a great culture. That's a really clever idea.
And what was really neat is when we got the spin wheel, my technicians took the spin wheel and there's wheel weights on it where they balanced it to make sure it was perfectly balanced.
So they wanted to make it fair. Yes.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Great story and great idea. Talk about retention now. You've done the friendship. People coming in because you're getting recommended by your current customers. What are you doing to make sure they stick around?
Oh, there's a couple of things specifically. One, we are part of Royalty Rewards where people do earn money back for every dime or every dollar they spend. So they get little checks in the mail later that they can use for real cash at Parkway. But then probably our claim to fame that I've been doing since 1999, back when we first started it, we called it the Lifetime Old Service Club. It's now called the VIP plan. It's where people pay one price one time and they get oil changes free for life. That includes the oil filter, the labor, and the oil. On a synthetic plan, they simply have to pay for the oil. But it also, this is key. Don't miss this. This is very, very important. On any type of lifetime plan that you might put into place, it's important that you have a good inspection process in place. So now, after 18 years, my customers know that each time they come in, they're either getting a small inspection, which is more of a cursory, or they're getting the large inspection. And so they are always ready to hear the report from our inspection. They anticipate that. It's not a surprise to them. They know that it's coming.
Got it.
And so that's the biggest thing. You never do anything to a customer's car that they don't know about. And that certainly includes an inspection. And so our VIP plan includes the oil change, a tire rotation, and inspection. They pay one price, one time, fully transferable to the next vehicle. And then they also get a free used car inspection if they're a VIP member. If they're going to replace the vehicle that's in the club with another used vehicle, we'll inspect it for them for free.
Excellent. And how many customers do you have on this program?
I don't even know. I'm just going to tell you they're in the thousands. We've been doing it for 18 years. And I've got people that haven't paid for an oil change since 1999.
Dead air.
Oh.
No.
On purpose.
Dead air on purpose. Wow. I'm blown away by that. Great program, great program, and what an answer to the free maintenance programs that are going on at the dealers, at least for the oil change thing, because you're doing what they're doing. You're bringing, they're going back, and yet they're getting requested lots of service work as the car ages, and you're just saying, hey, it's like going to the doctors. You go in for a cold, they still put you through the weight and the ears and looking up your nose and in your throat and your blood pressure. It's just routine, so you come to expect, hey, tell me how I'm doing.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And, you know, the difference is with where the dealer's process requires you to buy a new car. You got to spend, you know, 20, 30 grand to get theirs. You got to spend $249 for mine. And then it's only good on that car. And they limit the number of services that they'll provide for you. I really don't care how many miles you drive or how often you're there, because the more miles you drive, the more I'm going to see you and the more need you're going to need me to make sure your car's in good condition.
Wow, what a program.
Yeah, I really don't care. And I learned about that VIP plan, or what we'll call the Lifetime Oil Change Club, which is what it was originally called, at an ASA meeting in Las Vegas back in 1999.
One of your great big takeaways that's been valuable to you. So you've got your AAM degree from AMI, your accredited automotive manager. How did it change you when you graduated from the program back in 2000?
It was really about just getting a even greater grasp upon the numbers. And what it really did for me is that, like, how can I help other people obtain this? And so we've been able, there's actually five people in the state of Arkansas that have the AMI degree. Mm-hmm. And three out, well, all four of them, one of them's me, the other three have worked for me. And I've got three more right now working on their AMI degree because I'm keeping that information in front of them and pushing them to get that completed.
Are those people that work for you or friends in the industry?
They work for me. That's right. All my advisors, I move toward an AMI degree.
Yeah, and I've heard that. That's going on, and that's a great, great thing. Now, you developed a hiring process in 2014 called Hiring for Keeps. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, goes back to what I said at the beginning of our interview, as I'm never satisfied with where I am, and I always want to get better. And certainly hiring was one of those areas. In fact, I remember very plainly the when I first opened in business, I asked my insurance agent, I said, hey, what do I do to keep my rates low? And he said, hire the right people. Okay, so let's grab that and move that forward now to 2013, 14. And I just said, you know, I've got this hiring process that actually I learned from Cooper, but I really wanted to get deeper and better at it. So I went through a series of courses through a company called Leadership IQ. Took me close to 6-8 months to get through the course. I had, you know, webinars I had to attend and tests I had to take, and I became what's called a certified hiring specialist. And here's what it did for me. It helped me identify the difference between a low performer and a high performer, and based on two simple things. One, the pronouns that they use in the answering of their questions, and two, whether their answers are used in past tense, are described in past tense, present tense, or future tense. So now you just got to be a really good listener in the interview process and develop these questions. And I'll just give you an example of a question that we use, and there's just 10 questions. So one example is, could you tell me about a time when someone wronged you? And you just let them answer that question. And your low performer will tell you about, well, you know, when someone does you wrong, you should do this. You know, he's more present tense, future tense in his answer. Mm-hmm. The high performer will give you a specific time in his life, and he will tell you what happened. He will give you details, and he'll tell you how it ended every single time. And so this has helped me be very efficient in the hiring process. And so we now have a pre-screen, an application, and then we use the Burke test to determine their aptitude, and then they do an interview with me, and then they interview with all employees, and then we as a team decide who we're going to vote on our team, and it's got to be unanimous. And then they go through a 90-day probationary period where every 30 days there's a report card filled out on the new employee by all employees, and we sit down and go over that report card with that new employee every 30 days.
Fantastic. What a great takeaway for our listener. Hey, you had a chance to speak in an Elite Conference once. What did that do to you?
You know, speaking at the Elite Conference, I've been able to speak at three of those. One was about being an author, because I've written a book called Start Me Up. Mm-hmm. It's a practical guide to understanding your vehicle. So we got a lot of the colleagues involved in writing books. Greg Skolinks is one of those, and many others. And then probably the one that I really enjoyed the most was the one on hiring for keeps. And that is the seminar where I really teach. We did this. It was so much fun. First of all, it's a 2-day conference. So I was the speaker at after lunch on the second day.
When everyone wants to go to sleep.
Yeah, that's right. So what we did is I did the presentation, but I had found an individual in the city where the conference was held, which is in San Antonio, whom I had never met, and asked him to come in to do a live interview in front of a live audience. And I did give him the questions ahead of time, but because we're talking about hiring for keeps and those questions, I only did that for his benefit because he's going to be in front of a live audience, not because he could practice some answer, because there's really no practice that can take place there. We did the teaching. It was about a 45-minute seminar. Then we took a 15-minute break. And when everyone came back in, we had a table set up, microphones, and I interviewed this person whom I had never even met before. And so we went through the hiring for keeps process. And then we had the guy leave. And then I asked the audience, okay, what did we learn?
Wow.
Tell me what you learned. And so we just started having that dialogue back and forth with the audience. And it was... I can just tell you, it was very exciting for me. And if I'm not reaching too far behind my back to pat myself on the back, Jim Murphy actually did the Survey Monkey afterwards.
Sure.
And I got the highest rating of any speaker the entire time.
Wow. I have to tell you, and I got one more question for you. It's been a very fast and furious interview. You're an ideas person and never satisfied because you're always taking the leap to the next level of an idea. You're working with Elite. You're doing some coaching. You're speaking. You're running a company. You're developing ASLA. Wow. You're a ball of fire. Glad to have met you. Glad you could be on the interview. Now, give us some Mike Davidson words to live by.
You got to love people. Whether it's your own family, your children, the most important thing is relationships. And when I think of the years I've been in the industry in the Little Rock area, if I needed a job and I decided that job needed to occur to leadership, I know I could go get a job. And it's because of relationships that I've built over the years with people both in the leadership network and outside the leadership network. And part of my written goals, one of my written goals that I have is that when I die, that I will have had a great relationship with my wife and my children. That's one of the goals. I've been married for 25 years as of 2015. Just celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary. We have 4 children, and I have a great relationship with every single one of them. We've gone through tough times together, but we continue to love each other, support each other, and spend time together. That's got to be important because we all know if things are good at home, things can be bad at work and your life can still be okay.
Oh boy.
But let things be bad at home and it doesn't matter how good work is, your life is a mess and difficult and trying. So keeping those home fires burning, so to speak, is very, very important. And then I'll share this last story because this is going to set the standard for all those guys out there that might be coming up on a earmark anniversary. So we just got through celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary.
Sure.
And the way we did that is I bought 2 one-way tickets to Las Vegas. Now that took a little explaining because my kids and my staff were a little bit concerned. But what I did, because it was our silver anniversary, I bought a silver Corvette in Vegas. And then we spent 2 weeks, just my wife and I, all out on the West Coast. We went to Hearst Castle. We went up Highway 1. We went to San Diego. We went to Monterey. We went through Yosemite State Park. And then we drove that car all the way back across the United States together. Spent 2 weeks together. And when it was all done, my wife and I were looking at each other and we're just going, we will never forget this time in our life. We will never forget it. And I told her, I said, I love you even more as a result of that 2 weeks together. So incredible trip. So there's a standard for all those guys that are coming up on those earmarks. So there you
what
go. Sorry.
An incredible story. Mike Davidson, Parkway Automotive in Little Rock, Arkansas. Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. Really appreciate that, Carm.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.